body there. It's just getting shaggy.
He hasn't come on yet, and I'm driving, so I'm going to go mute.
Okay. Could you open the...
Good evening.
Well, you know what time it is.
So we will start with the Parsha of Noah from the Zohar Sulam. We're in section 35. We'll start with verse 281, unless there's a question from yesterday or earlier.
Well, I missed yesterday.
I'll start with Alicia and Yehuda.
The recording. I missed yesterday, and the recording wouldn't work. It gave me an error on this.
The recording. I know. I fixed it. I got your email about the error. I made the correction.
Okay.
I just hadn't had a chance to send you back the email telling you that. So
okay.
It is now working.
Okay. Thank you.
And I thank you for letting me know. So I'll start with Alicia and Yehud. Alicia and Yehud. I'm sorry?
I just called.
I'm sorry, Fama. Go again.
I said I just coughed. I didn't say anything.
All right. Well, I hope the cough is not serious, as I'm sure
no.
It's not.
I have to bend over and with my text and my notebook paper. And I think that's what causes me to cough.
Okay. Lashem Yehud Kutshabarichu Ishkinte, Bit Hilu, Urkimu, Utilu, Utilu, Urkimu. Reakta, Lashem, Yudhe, Balache, the Yehuda, Shalim, Bashem, Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La Sot Torah Mitzvah, La Hino, Amadunai, Lohenu, Alena, Masaya, Dena, Kunane, Alena, Masaya, Dena, Kunanehu. Begin the call, Mandive. Divae, Leid Hazaa, Kame, Marea, La Yel, Ela, Behai, Even, Dicti, Bezot, Yavo, Aharon, El Hakodesh, The David, Mishabach, Garmea, Ve Amar, Ani, Betzedek, Achezer, Panecha, Bekol Ashtad Lutaya, De David Leitcha Za'a, Behai Even, Kitkayaot, Legabe Gilela. Whoever wants to appear before his master, can enter only by that stone, as it is written. Thus, the Hebrew word is bezot. With malchut that is called this, the Hebrew word is zot, shall Aaron come into the holy place. King David was glorifying himself, saying, as for me, I shall behold your face in righteousness, which is malchut. His main intention was to show himself and appear with the stone turned heavenward. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Okay, I'm sure I missed something yesterday, but a few days ago we were with Jacob and now we're with King David, which I can understand with him, with the connection to Malkut. But I'm trying to piece the two together. What does it mean, whoever wants to appear before his master can enter only by that stone? Are they talking about, well, you can't say the covenant because only non-Jews can come before Hashem?
In the previous verse, it described King David as constantly holding the stone and then trying to use that stone to go inward.
Oh, okay.
And we briefly discussed that there's, in that verse, there was three stones being, or in this section, there were three stones being described. One was the foundation stone. One was the foundation stone of the temple, which some people say it's the same thing. And then the pillar that Jacob set up, and in last verse it said King David was holding a stone constantly. Not constantly, but quite often, he would hold the stone, peer into the stone, and enter into the stone. Or that was the implication of the verse. So that's what he's referring to.
Do you think it's a reference to the...
You broke up. Go ahead.
I said, do you think it's a reference to the two stones of the Urim and Tumim that the high priest would have?
That is a possibility. I haven't thought of it like that, but it could be referencing that. What my sense of the previous verse was, it was referencing deep meditation, where you went into the stone, which was into your heart. As your heart, we all have hearts of stone, whatever that metaphor means. Mm-hmm. And so you would peer into your heart where you had built a you built a temple for Hashem in your heart, and the Shekhinah was resting there. So you would peer into your heart, and that's how you go traveling throughout the worlds in your meditation. And so in that context, stone turned heavenward is that you go into your heart to connect to Hashem. You go into the stone of your heart, and your consciousness is directed, your kavanah is to be connected to Hashem, which is heavenward.
Okay.
But it's also I would recommend you contemplate the sentence that says King David was glorifying himself. That phrase does not sound humble. And we didn't discuss it in the verse 280, but there was also an indication, a hint to that as well.
Okay.
Verse 282.
He was often misunderstood too, you know, like when he danced before the ark. And
yes,
you know, so I'm not so sure.
I could be very well misinterpreting the words. We're dealing with a translation. We're not really
right.
Clear on what the word actually says. Verse 282.
Okay.
Tahate Abraham Akin Salota Titsafra Vioda Tivu Vu Gimareya Vioma.
Uh-oh. Okay, cut off. I'll wait a minute.
I want to make sure everybody's there because my phone was starting to give me a menu of controls that I didn't ask for, so I don't know what happened. Is everybody there? Anybody there?
Okay, I'm back on. I was cut off.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, but I was also listening to a menu of options that I hadn't asked for. So I will pick up in the second sentence in verse 282. V'yad kin hahi yo shata betikuna kunha kid ka yaot dikti v'yashkem Avraham baboker Yitzhak Atkin Tzilota Demincha Vioda Bialma Deit Din Deit Dayayin Deyakol Shezava Umeidan Alma. Come and see. Abraham instituted the morning prayer, which corresponds to the spirit Sephirah of Chesed of Zerantin. And in so doing, he made known the essence of his master in the world. And he fixed the time of mourning, as it should properly be, as it is written. And Abraham rose up early in the morning. This means that he established the attribute of Chesed, that prevails in the morning. Isaac instituted mincha, the afternoon prayer, which corresponds to the Sefirah of Gevurah of Zeranpin, and made the world known that there is judgment and a judge who can save the world and judge it. This means that he established the attribute of Gevurah. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, they're telling us about morning prayers and afternoon prayers, and I mean, this is something that we pretty well know.
So the question that needs to be asked is, why is it here? In the previous verse, it was talking about Malchut.
Mm-hmm.
Why did it jump all the way from Keter of Malchut to Chesed of Zeranpin? It went through six Sefirot, seven Sefirot, actually. But we'll say six Sefirot. Why is this verse here? What is it to teach us in this location?
Well, we haven't gotten to Jacob yet. We've got Abraham, Isaac, but we don't have the middle column.
Right. And I think I haven't read the rest of the verses, but actually the first word in 283 is Jacob.
Oh,
so
I see that.
What it's teaching us is that contrary to the glyph, to a diagram of the tree of life, Tiferet should be above Chesed and Gevurah. Just as we know that Jacob is more complete than Abraham and Isaac. But the picture of the diagram, or as Rabbi Ashla keeps telling us, you know, don't look at the diagram, it confuses you. Jacob was the third son. He was the more complete of the patriarchs. And the diagram indicates that he's below Chesed and Gevurah. And we know that love is the purpose of our existence, the purpose of our tikkun. The goal of achieving our tikkun is to connect to Chesed. So why would we think that Tiferet is above Chesed? But these are questions without answers. But it's an interesting aspect of why this particular verse is located in this location, because essentially it's skipping Jacob. It's skipping the Sefirah of Tiferet.
Well, but the day starts in the evening. So, and we move from Malchut up anyway, you know, with the female waters and trying to reach.
Correct. Correct. Should I go on to 283?
I suppose. It's okay with me. Malchut, I think, traveling. She's on, but she's traveling, so she's muted.
Okay. And I thought I heard, when I first came on, I thought I heard Brandy also.
Okay, well, I didn't hear Brandy, but I was a few minutes late.
I was 5 minutes late or six, so it's understandable. Verse 283. Yaakov akin tzlota d'arvim ugin tzlota d'adkin madila atkin barnash mikadmat denakita yaot begin kach shabach garmeya liyamar v'ha'even hazot asher samti matseva yaod ha'hiyoshata lashave lachara kavavteya. Jacob instituted Arvit, the evening prayer, which corresponds to Malchut of the female principle of Zeranpin. Through this prayer, he established what no man had before, and he therefore praised himself, saying, "And this stone, which is Malchut, which I have set for a until that time, nobody had established it as he had." Questions, comments, thoughts.
Well, that's pretty much same what you had to say about them, Jacob, a while ago.
Right. But this is a Rabbi Ashlag's comments, which corresponds to Malchut of the female principle there on Pin. So what is the female principle of Zeran Pin? It's Malchut of Zeran Pin. But we don't really think in terms of Malchut of Zeran Pin. We think of Yesod as the final aspect of Zeran Pin. It's not. There's a Malchut there as well. But the Malchut of the female principle is Malchut of Malchuts. And so this is saying, Jacob in this context is higher than Abraham and Isaac, but it's really he's higher because we're talking now about the next generation. The evening leads to the next day, as you said. The night is the beginning of the 24-hour cycle we call day. And so that day is a new day. It's not. It's a different frame of reference, but it starts with Tiferet, starts with Jacob. And there's a lot to contemplate in there.
Yes, I see that.
Actually, Tiferet, you know, if you're in the same frame, then Tiferet is below Chesed and Gevurah. But if you're going into the next frame, the next generation, the next day in this context, then Tiferet is the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
We're out of time.
Okay.
But there's a lot of information in these three verses. If you just think about them and ask questions about them.
Well, I think for myself, I've always just seen it so associated with the prayers, you know, the morning prayer with Abraham and Sarit, you know, throughout the day, not so much in context of the Jethro Rope.
Agreed. And you learned that even before you started to study with me. And then after, we've talked about that before, how Abraham is related to the morning prayer and Isaac to the afternoon and Jacob to the evening. But
and I'm also Abraham is connected and Isaac being Gevurah. You know, we know those basic principles, but to me that was what was coming forth. But I could see that the ferret would be first if we think of the day as starting in the evening prayers, the Aravim.
In the evening.
As the Aravit. Now, I didn't think of it as Malkut of Malkut. To me, the female principle of Zeron Pin made more sense to me because of the Malkut and the Shekinah and King David, all having to do with kingdom and manifestation and, Malkut. So I needed to hear Malkut of Malkut. So.
What it's really talking about, Malchut of the female, Malchut of the female principle, which is what the phrase is saying,
mm-hmm.
is really talking about how you transition to the new Keter.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You all have a good evening. Tomorrow okay. morning, or tonight, we will have a counting of the Omer and a Zohar class. But then tomorrow morning, we will have Psalm 32. So I hope everyone is well and have a beautiful evening.
Okay, thank you.
Shalom to you. And a good Shabbat if I don't speak to you before.
Shalom okay. to all.
Uh-huh.